K-Rock 955, the wash-up, thanks to Goddings Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist. The GFL, well, they were beaten last year by the Eastern League in the 1v2 game, which meant they should have been playing in the 3v4 game. What happened, though, was the Eastern League pulled out of the AFL Victoria Community Championships, and that means Geelong got re-ranked back into the 1v2 game. However, unable to take advantage of it, suffering a 24-point loss to the Northern League, 12-14-86 to 8-14-62. Assistant coach James Mars has been good enough to have a chat with us. Marzi, disappointing result in the end. You started well, but after quarter time, they really had the better of you.
Yeah, they did. Thanks, Kingy. Yeah, we started well. We had plenty of opportunities with the ball, and probably the end of that first quarter, start of the second, just couldn't quite capitalise. And then to Northern's credit, they ran away for that 20-minute patch of the second quarter, and it was just too tough to come back from there.
What did you know about Patrick Fitzgerald coming into the game that you might not already, well, that you didn't know, but you do now?
Oh, we found out a fair bit yesterday. obviously, with these sorts of games, you know bits and pieces about some players, but it's always tough to get a real gauge on how well they're going. But, like I said, we certainly found out pretty quickly, and he was very good for them. So, yeah, very good.
The GFL, a skillful competition that you would have thought Queen's Park would have suited. Wide expanses, chance to flick the ball around. Did Northern stop you from being able to do that?
To a certain degree, but then I think we also at times probably cost ourselves with some costly turnovers. Certainly at the start of the third quarter, Wellesley had put it on the guys at halftime to really dig in. And I thought we did that for the start of that third, but then there's just three or four times in a row inside defensive 50, we turn the ball back over to the opposition. And obviously, when you're trying to come back from a fair lead that they had, we just couldn't afford to be doing that. So they were good. They really worked hard and were well drilled. But we certainly made it harder for ourselves as well.
Yeah, what impressed you about the Northern League?
I think it was their work rate. I think we commented a few times as a coaching group that they just were continually outworking us, which we were a bit surprised by. We certainly picked a side that was quite quick. We were young. We had plenty of run and speed in our legs, so we thought that we would be the ones outworking them, especially on such a big deck. But their work rate, especially from that early in that second quarter onwards, they just continually had extra numbers for the ball. And it just seemed to have plenty of opportunities going forward. So that was probably the most surprising thing from them.
Cam Tudor was named your best on the box scores that we've been given. Did he win the Bob Carr medal as a result?
Yeah, he was fantastic. Look, he was under the pump for a lot of that second quarter onwards. And, just some of his telling marks over the top of their forwards. And he just repelled as much as he could coming out of the defensive 50. So he was certainly a shining light for us. And certainly there are others as well. But his four-quarter performance was fantastic in what seemingly is a pretty new role for him this year. It was all credit to him.
Yeah, and some of the kids that played well, obviously there was a lot of first gamers out there. I think only nine of last year's team returned. A lot of good, talented local kids got an opportunity. Who impressed you, Marzi?
One that really impressed me personally, and I'm sure the other coaches would agree, Patrick Dowling. I think he's majority played forward for St Mary's this year when he's been playing, but we played him down back, and he was fantastic. Just really worked hard to try and beat his opponent, and gave some good drive off half back. Look, there was others around though. Alex and Cotter in the second half got going. So a lot of those kids, they just did their bit, but we probably just couldn't put that four-quarter performance together. That's the only thing.
Yeah, disappointing, unfortunately, that the number one ranking couldn't be regained. Marzi, really appreciate your time. Good to catch up with you again, but unfortunately not with a win in the bag for the Geelong Football Netball League at senior football level. Well done to you and Wellesley and all the team on the work you've done together to get this crew together. It was a good side, unfortunately, just couldn't get the job done. We appreciate you joining us.
No worries, mate. Thank you very much.